Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome back, and thanks to the response from yesterday's show with all the big national news. Something local, if you missed it, when we tell you big issues, big guests. We'll get to my interview with the DA yesterday. Even a guy stopped me on the street today who recognized me, buttonholed me, coming into the building today on Market Street. Big hit. Thanks to listeners on that. One observation, or two, really, on all the stuff that went over nationally, and we'll play you the sound and we'll break it down. One is these pens, these Nancy Pelosi pens. You tell me, do they not look like bullet casings? Like gold bullet casings that are there on the gold trays. And yet this was a somber day. Nancy, of course, wore pink. There was a lot of twittering. We have sound. The best guy in the business on this is Chris Matthews. When you have ritual, when you have sacrament, I haven't listened to the full cut we have of Chris Matthews when they were walking it over. But I can tell he was thinking about Holy Communion or something. He had a thrill up his leg. Because to Democrats, the federal government and what they did yesterday, that was sacramental to them. Those pens, the whole shtick. It is. That's their religion now, many of them. Now, Nancy Pelosi would resent that, but that's a fact. All right. Locally, though, yesterday, you know, one of the biggest challenges out there. I'm going to play you what's going on in Philadelphia as we speak. And then if you missed some of it yesterday, and we had so many people on podcast, Dan, we could even check. We had 9 people in Baltimore that either listened to the podcast or someone sent them the podcast of the DA of Delaware County. We suspect that's because Baltimore, of course, has a similar plight with killings, with murders that are out of line. And hearing that yesterday, that back and forth with Jack Stolzheimer, people sent it. I know a guy told me, the guy that stopped me on the street, he sent it to Maureen Faulkner in California. It was unbelievable the number of people listening to the podcast and talking about it yesterday. But let's start. This guy's a very good reporter. I know him from the time that I worked with Fox 29 on a lot of stuff. His name is Chris O'Connell. Yesterday, he's at police headquarters, and he's talking about how many murders have happened in Philadelphia in these first couple of weeks of the year, how backlogged they are to do autopsies. Now, a couple of police sources sent it to me so that you can hear. And is the media, is this a headline in the Inquirer and others? They have hundreds of reporters on it. Listen to O'Connell. Great job from Fox 29 and Larry Krasner, Jim Kenney's Philadelphia. Autopsies are so backlogged. What are they doing?
And if that wasn't enough, police say this case may involve the missing person case of another boy, a 16-year-old missing boy from North Philadelphia, also a known acquaintance of Jimmy Mao. And guys, just to let you know, a side note of just how things are going in this city, there are so many autopsies now at the medical examiner's office. There is a backlog. They're taking days to get to some of these autopsies. And a homicide detective here at the Philadelphia Police Department has been on duty so much, he's literally working 24 hours, still working overnight tonight.
Wait a minute. He's working 24 hours and hopefully going home after that shift. No, you can't go home. There's more. So when you see something like this in a city like Baltimore, in a city like Philadelphia, it is bad, even for Philadelphia and Baltimore, what's going on the first 2 weeks of the year. So yesterday, we had the opportunity, and you may have missed it, earlier listeners. I'm going to play you just, Dan has picked out some of his favorite cuts from this. I didn't think it was that argumentative. That doesn't seem to be the style of the DA out there, as much as kind of sarcastic, which I'm fine with. He came on. That's my vision of talk radio, and I hope that it's yours. I want to bring on people like this so that you can hear and we have an intelligent policy debate with them on the issues. He was good enough to come on, but then things went downhill pretty quickly. So here are some of the things said yesterday. And why this DA, if you're not in Delaware County? Because this is the first DA in the suburbs in our area that apparently got, according to all kinds of news accounts, $100,000 from George Soros. And you know what Soros is doing across the country. He's trying to elect people like Larry Krasner. It's genius. If he can elect these people, it doesn't matter what the legislature does. Look at what Krasner is doing in Philadelphia. He's gone crazy. And is Larry Krasner part of the reason for this unbelievable murder rate? Yeah, that and the politics and the policies of progressives in Philadelphia. They're throwing up their hands or they're saying by April, we're going to have a plan in play here. And are there people in the streets protesting this? No, they're blaming Trump. They're blaming the NRA. They're blaming conservatives. It's their own policies. So here's the one I think I asked him. This is Jack Stolzheimer. He's the new DA out in Delaware County. Here is when I pressed him a bit, this will be cut 19B, about Soros and Krasner. Here's his response.
Like any campaign, there were people who decided to support us, one of which was a PAC, as you talked about, and they did a poll, and they found out that I was going to win, and they were very content with that. And by the way, I did win.
Okay. You had support, too, as I understand it. Again, news reports, I'm not there day to day, from people that were associated with Larry Krasner. Would Krasner be the type of progressive that you're talking about that is a model or something close to that for you?
Well, I don't need a model. My name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner. And just because we live next to Philadelphia and some people who know Larry Krasner also support me, that doesn't mean that we are aligned.
Okay, but Jack, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, my understanding was, though, that some of the people that helped direct his campaign were high up in your campaign. Am I in error?
You are in error. What you probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts. And
well,
the
no,
facts
excuse
are...
me. No, wait a minute, Jack. It's not just Republican blogs. That doesn't work here. I read everybody and everything, the Delco Times and others. And so none of those people that are reported connected with Krasner and helping his election were actually helping to guide your election.
There was a lot of people who did volunteer work for our campaign.
Okay.
I can't tell you that every single person who knocked on a door for Jack Stolzheimer also didn't knock on a door for Larry Krasner. But the people who, some of the people who knocked on doors for me also knocked on doors for Kevin Steele in Montgomery County.
Okay.
That's sort of the way politics works, Dom.
Uh-oh, I'm getting told there, Dan. You can hear the snark is starting to come out. All right, let's play 19E. You know, Jack has had it with me. I'm asking him here about Chester and this program where they're going to do something to grab up more guns, apparently, as far as I can tell. And this is when he hangs up. Here's how it sounded. So what is this initiative that you'll be doing specifically in Chester City around gun violence? You talked about smarter an operation there. What is it, if you could nutshell it for listeners, particularly in Delaware County, they'd like to know, what is it you'll be doing?
Wow, you're actually interested in something happening in Delaware County.
Right, you know what?
Terrific.
You know what, Jack?
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack? Look, Jack, I didn't do anything to you here. I'm glad you came on, and I don't want to end the conversation this way. You're the one that's being obnoxious with this stuff. Now, I ask you a legitimate question.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dom.
Go right ahead and answer. Okay. Yeah, you hung up. I didn't hang up. Okay. All right, so that's a little bit yesterday. You know, and listening to it, I have my own critique as a professional on that. You know, I should have said annoying or whining more than obnoxious might have been the way to go there. But if you're out in the suburbs, now, I don't see this with the DA over in Montgomery County. I don't see this certainly with the DA in Bucks County. There's a new DA in Chester County. I don't know yet. I like the previous DA, so I don't know where that'll go. But 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and you'll get on board. Does this give you cause to realize how real this threat is in the suburbs? Not just Delaware County. I mean, this is where it's come together. So a guy on the street stops me and says, I sent that podcast to 11 people, including Maureen Faulkner, right out in front of the building here, 2400 Market. Another guy emails me this morning and he said, you know, Democrats are really feeling their oats in Delaware County. They're holding, and he might go to it to tell us what it's like, a so-called clean slate program for people to get their records expunged this weekend. In other words, I don't see a lot of victim events going on out there in Delaware County.
I can't believe they're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a rally for a dog adoption.
Exactly.
Come over to ShopRite and get your record expunged.
Right. Get a flu shot at the same time. Register for Bernie Sanders.
Grab some insurance.
And the five Democrats who now run the county, I told you this the other day, but several people wanted to emphasize, and I will. They made note in their first council meeting how on board they are with bringing more refugee resettlement to Delaware County. So people that are out in the suburbs, you know, you have to realize what the heck is going on. We've seen stuff go on in Montgomery County, but now Delaware County has become the epicenter. I blame some of it on the Republican Party, how asleep at the wheel they were, because for years, you know, people may have voted nationally for Democrats, but locally they voted for Republicans. So they took it for granted. They really didn't run a good campaign. And here come Democrats. And I think people think, well, you know, I'm tired of this tired out Republican Party. But now you're going to see the radicals, the people that you put in there. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. So yesterday, we see this sacramental moment, the procession, and they had it marked down. Here's Chris Matthews talking, this will be cut 8, about the delivery of the impeachment articles. And God bless you, Chris. He got it said, because this is the religion, government, for a lot of these progressives. Many of them, it's almost an article of faith.
That cover is the best kiss.
Okay, here's Chris Matthews talking about there's a sacramental quality to this.
And the idea that the Constitution, long before we even had the Bill of Rights, we had the fundamental structure of our Constitution, which said to the Congress under Article 1, you're in charge. You can get rid of a president if you really decide he has to go or she has to go. That's profound. A president cannot get rid of Congress. It's not like the king can dismiss Parliament. So I think the idea of the Congress and its awesome power, but there's also, as you guys were talking about also with Nicole a few minutes ago, there's a sacramental quality to this. There's a ritual. Just like, you know, I was thinking when you're having...
I'm trying to decide, though, is that good that there's a ritual or not? Part of me thinks...
We Catholics,
the fact that we have a ritual,
we Catholics have...
Okay, I understand that.
I believe
but the fact that we have a ritual for impeachment is kind of depressing.
All right, it's sacramental quality. You got where I'm going? Now, here's another guy on MSNBC. I don't know this guy. Garrett Hake. He talks there's something almost religious about this yesterday.
Senators I've talked to are prepared for the possibility that this is going to get very heavy probably that day. The idea that they're going to get sworn in by the Chief Justice, they're going to go in groups and sign their names in this oath book. I'm so glad Chris used the word ritual, because that's the word that has been stuck in my head about this all day today. It's beyond formality. There is something almost religious to it. And I do think that's going to stick in the heads of these senators who have been watching it on TV up until this point. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Senators, tell me more about the oath book. Tell us more about this oath book. Is it? Are we saying that there are senators that have signed this oath? Is this a book that goes back for every impeachment trial, be them judges or whatever?
Let me get to the bottom of that, Chuck, and bring me back tomorrow. I'll let you know.
I want to know more on the oath book.
All in real time. No, I'll have an oath book report
trip you
for
up.
You this time tomorrow. No,
but
it's all good.
You had me at oath book. Yeah.
So which sacrament is it, do you think, Dan? Is it Holy Communion? Is it confessional?
Oh, well, Greg Gutfeld had a great one. It's
Greg Gutfeld talked about this. He called it a baptism of the Adams family.
Yes.
That was a great line.
That's a perfect example.
It's a baptism. I want to know, was there a guy, with the incense going down the aisle? That should have been in front of them. You got to help us out. When those Democrats were walking over, what would have helped? What religious ceremony was this? And they had a precise order in which they walked them over this solemn occasion after they gave out pens that looked like shell casings. By the way, if you just heard those couple snippets from the interview with the DA out in Delaware County, just go to our website, go to podcast there, talkradio 1210, WPHT.com. Or no, talkradio 1210. Dan, what's the fold? Talkradio 1210.
1210 WPHT.com.
WPHT.com.
1210 WPHT.com.
1210. WPHT.com, and you'll find there the podcast of the full interview. It was really interesting stuff. We do hope he'll come back. I sent a note to his person and all that, but that cut of this reporter for Fox 29, O'Connell, doesn't that say at all about what you, people are facing here in Philadelphia, yet it doesn't seem to matter? So take the national stuff down to a local level. This is where what progressivism does. This is what progressives do. And Philadelphia is on steroids right now. And yet, it does not seem to have people rise. After a while, they accept it, I guess, as, Larry Krasner's doing a lot of good things. Jim Kenney's doing a lot of good things. So we'll just have to put up with an unbelievable murder rate. That there was, you heard it here. You probably didn't hear that anywhere else. There was a detective working 24-hour shift because of the backlog of what's going on with all these murders. The medical examiner's office can't examine the bodies and do an autopsy because there are so many. How many would it take before something happened in Philadelphia and people saw the light and somebody said, there is a different way. It doesn't have to be this way. What would it take? I don't think there is anything. It could be astounding, and we'd see the same stuff play out, just like we are on the national level. I mean, the big news to me yesterday, and it is, here's Jim Cramer, right? Local guy, CNBC, it's cut 12. The big news yesterday, and I know it's not sexy like watching Nancy Pelosi in pink with gold shell casings that she's giving out to people, and the ritual, the sacrament of the impeachment that Chuck Todd and Chris Matthews and others were prattling on about. But the big story yesterday is that the Trump strategy forced China to agree to a trade deal. Now, it's only round one. You can complain. Who else would have gotten that done? This is big news for the average American worker. But the media, both agenda-wise and just their interests, they don't think this is a big deal. This is a much bigger deal than the nonsense that went on yesterday with Nancy Pelosi, because this gets to the average American farmer, worker, manufacturer. Here's what Jim Cramer said on CNBC yesterday about Trump's strategy and the trade deal.
Jim, Mnuchin's appearance this morning did bring us something new, and that was the notion of phase 2A, phase 2B, phase 2C. So stories evolving rapidly.
Look, I think that the takeaway for me is that tariffs worked. If you go back in time, people just said, listen, tariffs won't work, won't change them. The Chinese are all powerful. Tariffs will hurt our consumer. The consumer's going to see a lot of inflation, both at the producer level and the consumer level, ultimately, which is going to hurt the U.S. economy. None of that happened. The whole narrative is that China caved, and China's going to continue to cave because we didn't take the tariffs off. So I keep wondering when people are going to recognize that it is historic that tariffs did succeed. They weren't supposed to work. The Chinese were supposed to be able to get around them. It didn't happen. The Chinese were kind of accepting that they had to do something in order to keep the American market.
That shocks me. I think it was a real gamble for Trump to do it in the first term. Huge gamble. because it could have slowed the economy. Now, maybe the economy picks up even more. All right, here is a question I've been burning to get to before I give you the side question of the day. I'm not an overly optimistic on this, but I'm a realist. I'm an incrementalist. A lot of people know that follow this stuff. We're headed toward Martin Luther King Day, a few days away. And I say every year, as you know, here on the Dom Show, instead of the litany of people that you will hear say how bad things are, it's never been worse racially and for African Americans and all the rest of it. How about a scorecard that balances that, that talks about where we are today in 2020 versus any number of years, the progress that's been made, and particularly with President Trump, employment, things of that nature. So there's a big story in the Wall Street Journal today, and they're pretty sober on this. They don't think Trump is going to get 30% of the African-American vote. You know, stop saying crazy talk. That's crazy talk that will happen. And you're saying, well, why not, Dom? Look at the economy. It won't happen. Media, history. It doesn't have to be 30%. If a Republican, in this case Trump, can get anywhere near 20%, 15, 18, 20%, they will win the presidency. You know, we often hear about Democrats saying, hey, after Trump, it's over. Because after Trump, Republicans don't have anything, and we are going to bring in enough people illegally. We're changing the country. Well, Trump is making, there are a lot of signs of progress, particularly African-American male voters, particularly given whoever the Democrat might be, that's the nominee, that Trump stands a reasonable shot to be in that 14, 15, 16 ceiling maybe of 20%. And you say, that's all after all this? It's over. It's over in the swing states if that happens. Because we know Trump is going to drive out these sort of moderate, non-voting Democrats. Maybe they grew up in a Democrat family. They love Trump in places like Pennsylvania. If you get anywhere near 14 or 15% even of African-American voters to go for a Republican, in this case Trump, you're not going to beat him. That's the Democrats' worst fear. So expect to see the racial bias stuff incredibly that's out there. So, you know, I dismiss when you hear these people come on just to be provocative and they say crazy stuff that Trump's going to get polling at 30% of the African-American vote. Trust me, that's not going to happen. I'll bet you pizzas, anything you want, not going to happen. But he is going to do much better than the average Republican. If he does, if he gets in that sweet spot anywhere near there, he's going to win.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.